traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And he said, he goes, Logan, do not watch porn ever.
Ooh.
It will it will ruin your life. Why? It will make you think girls will do things that in real life they actually won't. And then I moved to LA.
Wait, did you just smell that? Do you smell that right now?
It's something smells on
it
this
is
set.
It is horrible.
It's a poop ghost. Bro.
Horrible.
It's
bro.
Coming in waves, which, like, our guest today is going to hopefully not smell it and welcome back to Impulse.
I thought you were going to say it's hopefully not going to come in waves.
The number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Wherever you listen or watch podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. Subscribe if you are not subscribed. I want to hit 1 million before the end of the year. We have an amazing guest today. Today is going to be an incredible show. But first, I want to talk about some things. I wrote this down. My general rule for this show is I like to have people on who intrigue me. This is a curious show is a word that I will use to describe it. I love asking questions. I love learning things I didn't previously know. And overall, just becoming a well-versed human being in every aspect of life possible. And for some reason, I am fascinated by the adult film industry. And I think a lot of people are. That's why it's a $97 billion industry. I just think it's become such like a taboo topic that a lot of people are afraid to talk about it.
Did you ever think about getting into it, LP?
No,
like,
man.
Like, be honest. Nah. Was there a moment where, like, bills at $1,600 were a little steep?
And, nah, man.
No?
Maybe I'll drop a sex tape one day.
All right.
I'll sell it for a lot of money, but I'm not afraid to go there. I'm just not. I will go there for the betterment of your mind and the entertainment of the people. Mm. And so, guys, I put the disclaimer before the video today because I want you to know we are going to go there.
We're going there.
And we are going there today. So please, I urge you, if this is not a topic that you can see yourself sitting through, click off the video now. Or click through the video and run the ads so I get paid more money.
Yep, run it.
Or just watch one of the other episodes we did over again.
Anything's fine. Yeah. But yeah, this is not for the faint-hearted. Anyways, I want to introduce our guest. Guys, this is gonna be amazing. This is the number one male adult film star in the world.
Holy crap.
His dick is longer than my arm. And his head is smoother than butter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Johnny Sins.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome in, bro.
What's up, guys?
What up, Johnny?
How are you, Johnny?
I'm doing great, man. I can never complain. So.
Dude, all right, so guys, Johnny is the big ripped white guy you've seen in all of your favorite pornos. But not just that. You may have seen him on YouTube as well because you have a YouTube presence. You almost have 1 million subscribers.
At about 900,000 right now. It was my goal to reach 1 million by the end of the year. But
you're going to get there.
That's our goal, too.
Same with this channel. Subscribe to Impulsive. But
and Johnny Sins.
And Sins TV.
Sins TV. Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Also, why this is a dope podcast, for the first time ever in Impulsive history, we have a second guest.
Who is it?
Wait, who is it?
Yeah, what? Who is it? Who is it, guys?
Who is it? Michael Jordan?
I want to introduce the wife and partner in crime of Johnny Sins. Kissa Sins.
Oh, my God, dude. This is incredible.
Yo, this is amazing.
Hi.
Y'all are a real couple. Y'all are
real life couple.
In love and stuff, huh?
What's that like?
what is that like being in love?
I don't know. It's pretty chill.
It's dope.
Yeah,
it must be nice. It must be nice. Y'all are like the modern day Bonnie and Clyde, but instead of robbing people, you just like fuck a
lot. Like fuck everyone.
Yeah. It's so similar. So similar.
I have so many questions. I'm gonna start off with the basic one. Johnny, are you religious? Your last name is Sins.
I am not religious at all. I don't think my mom used to try to get us to go to church when I was like 10 years old, and I would put up the biggest fit and she just gave up.
Do you get hate for having the last name Sins?
No, nobody's really ever given me shit about that.
Because Kissy, you have it too now.
Yeah.
So wait a second. Y'all got
contagious.
Y'all got married.
Well, we're not really married. We're not married.
Oh, what the fuck?
You're like industry married.
Everyone thinks we're married because we have the same fake last name.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask.
We're not really married.
But no, we've been together.
So
we've been together like.
This is not a real last name.
We've been together like 5 years, but not married.
Dude, this is. I just found out like Santa Claus is not real. Like, damn it. So, Johnny, you're a fucking legend, bro. Like, quite honestly, I read somewhere that you've done over 2,300 porn videos in your career. Is that facts? Yeah.
I've never really kept track, but I would estimate probably 2,500.
How long you been doing this?
I got in right around 2006. So 11, 12 years now.
I was barely born.
That was prime porn watching.
She always says that. She's a little younger and she's always like, I was 10 when you were doing porn.
Well, you're 31, correct, Kissa? Yeah. And you're 39?
Yep.
Look at me doing my research.
Yeah. Yep.
When I Googled you, because you know, I do like to do research on my guests. Your picture is terrifying, Johnny.
Horrifying.
Can we do something about this?
Google, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Johnny, what's going through your head? What's going through your head right here?
What were you thinking about at that moment?
I think he saw a picture of his own dick.
Is it that big? My God. Dude.
Why do they always pick the worst pictures?
Why do they always pick the worst pictures?
You know any article about you is the worst picture they can find.
The worst. For sure. The absolute worst. Your real name is Steve Wolf.
See, that's Wikipedia too. Somebody could change that.
Oh, we got the
I think it's time. I don't know. It's great though. It really
is pretty good.
That's like those pictures. They always want you to do like the most ridiculous face you can make.
Yeah.
Because in those scenes, they're over the top. So if you don't act over the top, it sort of seems strange.
What are you doing? What were you doing in that scene? Were you busting a load in that right there? Is that your bust a load face? Because it looks like it.
It's probably like before the scene and the girl like just spreads her legs. Yeah. And they're like, give me that look.
Oh my God. Yo, how did you get the name Johnny Sins? It's dope.
I actually went to college with a buddy that his name was very similar to Johnny Sins. Yeah. And his nickname was Johnny Sins. Everybody called him Johnny Sins. And
you just took it?
Do you have to pay him for that?
Yeah, it's one of those things when you get into porn and you don't really have a name, your first time on set, they're like, what's your stage name? And like, that's it. That's your name forever, basically. And I was trying to think of a name. I was actually trying to think of a name that went with my first name. So I was going to use my real first name, but then I just couldn't think of anything. So my first day on set, they were like, what's your stage name? And I was like, fuck it, Johnny Sins.
Really? That's it? Well, it has a ring to it.
Yeah.
Have you always been Kissa?
Yeah, I mean.
And then when you got fake married, it became Kissa Sins?
We never got fake married.
It's just sort of confused.
Your real name is Kissa.
No.
Your real name is not Kissa?
No, it's not Kissa.
She's not. She doesn't want to say it, I feel like.
No,
no. That's all right. Don't say it.
Yeah,
keep that shit private.
My name's all over the place.
I looked up her Wikipedia, and the weird thing was I was only able to find it in Spanish today. It was the only, perfect. Like, I couldn't find it in English. And awesome. So I'm trying to read Estados, Pasadena, California. I'm like, I don't know what this says right now.
Well, she's good with computers, so she probably edited herself.
She took herself out. Yeah.
Johnny, you've answered this question a million times.
Do it again.
How did you get into porn?
Well, I actually pursued it.
You did?
Yes. When I was in college, I had never thought about getting in the porn business. You know, I graduated high school, went to college, assumed I was just going to have, you know, some business office type job. I was a business major in school. But when I was in college, I ended up hooking up with the chick that was doing porn, who I went to high school with, and she had gotten the business and was doing porn. And she was like, you should come out to LA and do porn. You're perfect for it. Blah, blah,
what
blah.
What made you so perfect, Johnny?
Tell us. Spill the beans.
Yeah.
I guess, spill those beans.
I guess, I don't know, the size.
I'm asking you, have you always had a massive dick, Johnny?
Cock. Oh, he got right into it.
Let the snake out of the bag.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know or think it was that big until I got into porn. Because when I got into porn, it was like you started doing all the big dick scenes and things that required. And I was like, wow, I never thought it was that big. Because I guess like you don't have anything to compare it to growing up except other porn, you know, yeah. watching other porn.
My boys and I compare dicks all the time.
Yeah. What about like locker room talk? Did you ever have locker room experiences where you're like, all right, I'm built?
Nah, not really.
No.
I never played sports like that, just like the locker room and gym class, but everybody's all conservative.
So when did you shoot your first porn scene?
My first one was in 2006. I'd been living in Vegas, working like a construction management job. Hated that. So I ended up, and that girl's voice was always in the back of my head. You should come to LA and do
no
porn.
Porn, Johnny, do porn, Johnny.
Do porn.
Johnny, do porn. Johnny. You know, don't work at the office.
Exactly. You're working 10 hours a day, 6 days a
Go
week.
Go fuck, Johnny.
His name's not even Johnny at that time.
So I was like,
Steve.
So I was like, fuck it. It's now or never. So yeah. I quit that job, packed
How
up.
How old were you?
25, 26, around there somewhere.
That's a ripe age for porn.
It was actually perfect because I went to college. I did all my partying, you know, partied my ass off in college. And then when I got into porn, I could concentrate on it more of being a business than more about partying, because it's easy to get caught up in the party life in porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and you know, you can't really go to set and work hungover.
Just, but how, okay, so how are you not, how did you?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Clearly, you knew when you were getting into porn, people were going to be like, okay, this is, it's out there. It's so out there, it may be back in here.
Back in.
360 degrees of out here is what you are. So how did you deal with it when you were like, Mom, I'm shooting porn videos. Dad, I want to be a porn star.
You know, honestly, I never even thought negatively about doing porn or, you know, being naked on camera or having that shit out there. It just never crossed my mind. I don't know. It was just something I wanted to do.
Well, because you look dope, bro. Yeah. You look dope naked.
Yeah. Vascularity.
In the straightest way possible. Like,
well, that's the thing. It's like, you gotta be confident. Like, the worst thing is going to set and, you know, if you take your shirt off and you're not confident.
You got a flat beer belly.
So that's why it's like, I work out so hard because I want to be confident when I'm on set. And, you know, when your job is being naked.
But you were shy as a kid, I read.
I'm still really shy.
Yeah,
I'm shy when it comes to talking to people. For some reason, though, when I take my clothes off, it's that all goes away.
So that's awesome.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Like, I'll go to set and I'm shy. Like, I'll introduce myself to the girl, but just go chill in the corner and just wait till they're ready for me. And so nobody really knows what to think of me or expect if they've never worked with me.
Do you know what? This sounds like you hear a lot of actors in Hollywood say that when they were growing up, they felt most safe and comfortable when they were in character.
In their craft.
When they were not being themselves. And it sort of sounds like in a roundabout way, you having sex on camera is like your happy place or like your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I would say a comfort zone for sure. It's a good way to put it.
And then Kissa, how did you get involved in the porn industry? Like
through this guy.
Wait, what?
I'm shocking. I know.
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
That's why we're porn married or whatever you call it.
Fake married. Wait.
Fake married.
By the way, am I allowed to say that you are extremely fucking high right now? Like, she just did edibles and they're kicking in and I can see it.
Her eyes are getting skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
She's along for the ride.
But everything's really funny.
Why are you doing edibles?
Why are you taking edibles?
I know why.
Oh, because I'm getting a boob job.
Congratulations.
Congratulations if you want to do that, but if you don't, you don't have to.
It's fine. We love
boobs of all sizes
the way you are.
But congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Why?
Why? To which part?
The boob job.
Because I want big boobs.
Okay.
I want like jiggly jugs.
But what about the itty bitty titty jugs committee? Which is a thing.
No,
it's a strong movement.
But I'm like in the middle, you know? I just always wanted them. I just want jiggly jugs, man.
Johnny, do you want jiggly jugs?
Right? Well, I've been holding off. She wanted fake boobs since we met. And hers are so nice. The real ones are so nice. Yeah. And I was like, no. But I think it's just time.
Yeah, I waited.
And I'm excited for her.
Jiggly jugs.
I'm excited for you, too. Okay, so you brought her in.
Well, we'd been dating for about a year before we ever did anything on camera or any kind of porn stuff. And then I remember we just randomly took pictures or filmed ourselves one day and showed it to her. And she loved the way she looked on camera. And she loved the way it looked in her getting fucked.
This is so interesting.
Yeah, like I love the way it looks.
Yeah. So after that, she was always like, she always wanted me to take pictures and record it. And then from there, it just kind of, you know, turned into porn and we started putting her scenes on the site.
But how did you not know that about yourself?
What do you mean?
Like, do you like sex more than the average person?
Yeah,
like,
that's for sure.
So it started there.
Yeah, I've always been a crazy sexual person.
Okay.
And I come really easily and like I'm super sensitive. And so like sex is like a crazy ride for me. So I really enjoy sex a lot.
I mean, you kind of have to. Johnny, do you? Or is it kind of like it's got to be exhausting at this point?
Yeah. I mean, definitely the longer you're in it, the more it becomes a job.
Admit you don't like fucking anymore.
I still love fucking.
Admit you hate sex.
Is your guy's sex different than on-set sex? Is your at-home sex different? Yeah. Like, does that passion drive that intimate like relationship?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's definitely different. It's like at home, you want to be comfortable, you know, and sometimes you just fuck for 30 seconds, you know, 5 minutes. Yeah. It's
you're talking his language.
Amazing.
It's not like you always have to pound the girl for a half hour.
Well, here's what,
that just doesn't happen.
Girls and women in general are getting busier and busier and becoming more and more independent. Y'all got shit to do.
Yeah.
Y'all got shit to do. So I'm gonna go fast just so you can do your thing.
Do your thing, girl.
I'm here for you.
Nice
right.
Plus, when you come fast, they think it's hot because you know you couldn't hold
I couldn't
back.
Hold off.
You couldn't hold back.
You guys
with
are
them.
So nice. Yeah. You're so thoughtful.
Yo, wait. How do you last between 30 seconds and 2 hours, Johnny? Like, how can you control that? Me, I'm a fingers crossed operation. Like, I hope tonight's not going to be a 30 second kind of night. Like,
it's all a mental game, man.
Bullshit.
It's all mental. Dude.
Teach us the ways.
Or if you just, it's always there. Like right away, like the first minute I could come no matter what. But if you hold that first one back, then you can keep going.
What are you saying? That's impossible.
Do you physically hold it back, or are you one of those guys that thinks about your third grade teacher?
Do you physically?
I think about nuns.
Yeah, like, that's a sin.
What?
A Johnny sin.
That's a Johnny sin right there.
My thing is, you always do the mental thing first. You know, if you can hold it back mentally by whatever, doing math, doing whatever, thinking your grandma's in the room, whatever.
Yeah.
So has your grandma ever been in the room?
Yeah, did you have to hire a grandma for a scene?
This girl's really hot, grandma.
I mean, the worst thing to do is pop early during a scene. That's pretty much the worst thing to do. So it's like anything you have to do really to not come early, you have to do it. Whether it's doing, you know, mental things or just stopping.
Have you ever put yourself in physical pain to stop yourself from coming? I've done this. I bite my tongue super hard.
Yeah. No, I'm like, pinch the shit out of yourself.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah, for sure. I used to know a dude in the business that would punch himself in the face. he would be close to coming and he would straight up crack himself hard in the face. He would give himself black eyes.
Wow.
Oh my God. Dedication to the craft. Seriously. Did anybody wonder why, like, at the end of the video, all of a sudden he has a black eye?
Do you know if there's going to be a girl that you might have that problem with? Like, do you study your on-screen actress enough and be like, yo, like, I feel like I'm going to have that issue when I roll in with her?
Not really anymore. I guess more when I first started, it was more of a problem. But now it's just like, man, it's so routine at this point.
Yeah. It's a business, which is so crazy to think about. How this question was inevitable. How do you feel when Johnny is having sex with another girl on camera?
I most of the time think it's really hot.
Yeah.
What? How?
Well, I don't know. Our favorite thing to do is have threesomes. It's like our very, very, very favorite thing to do together.
Yeah, it's kind of what we're known for.
With girls or guys? Threesomes.
Girls.
Only girls.
Well, she's as into girls as I am.
Right.
Yeah, I'm way more into girls.
So it's not like when we fuck a girl, it's like we're both fucking the girl.
Yeah, I'm like a super lesbian.
You're bi-spectrum. Where do you lie?
I'm like 90% lesbian, I think.
Johnny, you got her.
You got her.
You got her. That 10% is all yours.
I feel like that's generally the case. Is that generally the case? Because we've met a few other actresses lately, and they seem to be so much more drawn to females. Yeah. And like the chemistry there when they're working girl on girl is so much more fiery.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Yeah.
Okay, but are you ever watching a scene that Johnny did and like he's way too into it and you're like, bitch.
I mean, sometimes I have bad days, yeah.
Johnny.
How are you?
How you handle it? Like, wait,
through the same thing, you know, because I fuck other guys now. Because for the first 3 years, I wasn't fucking other dudes. And so now I am this whole year. So we go through it sometimes, but.
Johnny, how you feel about that? That's crazy.
I mean, it's one
thing. You know that's crazy.
Well, it's crazy, but like all of my ex-girlfriends have been in porn. You know, you meet them in porn. Everybody's doing porn. So it's kind of a normal thing.
I envy the confidence, security, and trust that y'all have with each other.
It's
the
a lot of trust.
The one thing I have to say that was different was her is she wasn't a slut before I met her. You'd had sex with what? Four? I think I was your fifth guy. Fourth guy.
Wow, good for you.
She had sex every day with the same dudes, but
then she just turned up on you.
She
turned up, dude.
And then, you know, we talked about it forever, basically, and made the decision together for her to give her the green light and go ahead.
Yeah, after 5 years.
I was like, shit, you've been putting up with my shit for 4 years. So
can you go
have some fun.
Can you imagine if you found out, yo, I got some bad news, bro. Johnny Sins is fucking pissed at you right now because of how you fucked Kissa. He's going to fuck you up, dude.
Do you ever fight people and fuck them up?
Oh my God, he's not like that at all.
No.
But you easily
But you can.
Could.
Yeah.
Look at you, Johnny. Look at this man's legs.
Holy shit.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a spider web.
That's a tree trunk spider web leg.
I don't. My legs like won't grow in size. They just get more veiny.
Oh my God.
You're vascular, dude.
Your veins have muscles.
hey, in real life, have you ever been so mad at a dude that you just fuck his girl to be like, yo, what's good?
No, not really.
That would be the, I mean, man, I would not want you fucking my girl.
That would be a good way to get back at someone though.
Why is your dick so big?
I don't know. I was born that way. You know, that's the number one question I always get asked is how do I make my dick bigger? You know, everybody wants to know. The fact is you just can't. There's impossibly no way to do it right now.
What about inflatable dicks?
Yeah.
The thing is you can't make it bigger than it naturally is. You can inflate it, but it's still going to be the same size it always has been.
Are you bigger than Mandingo?
No.
Mandingo's like,
she's the one to ask.
Whoa. Oh yeah, that's right.
Did you hook up with Mandingo?
Yeah.
Did you do Mandingo?
Hook up.
What is the proper verbiage? Help.
Do a scene.
We always say smash work it. With.
Technical term is smash.
Did you smash Mandingo?
Yeah, I smash Mandingo.
What's that like? Was it like, did you see death?
Too much?
Some kind of, yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Big boy.
She's so high.
She's
dude.
Like, who's Mandingo?
You might as well take a nap.
I think Mandingo's probably like double my size. I don't know.
How is that possible?
How big is your genitalia in inches?
I'm probably about 8.5.
Okay, centimeters.
Oh, I have no idea.
any other metrics?
So what's that, like 20?
What about in miles?
I don't know.
How big is your dick in miles?
I don't know the metric system. So.
I got you. Okay. How often are you working out, Johnny? Because you are, like, what's a day in the life of Johnny Sins look like?
Day in the gym.
Well, it's kind of like if you work and go to a pretty hard scene, like, that's my workout for the day. That's straight.
Really?
You know, 45 minutes of cardio. The hardest cardio you could possibly do. Because, you know, you're not pushing yourself in the gym like you are if you're on a scene.
Yeah.
Because A, you don't want to stop, so you just keep going. Even if you're tired, you know, or you'll take like a little 5 second break, slow down, and then keep going again. So really, I don't do cardio at all. Scenes are my cardio.
That's like your game time. Yeah. Like you're like, why go to the gym and practice? I got a game today.
And I definitely notice that if I'm not working that much, you know, I start to gain more fat. But if I'm working all the time, I could really.
So that's your workout plan is working, doing scenes.
Basically. Yeah. People always ask why my arms are so big. And it's just like pushing girls all the time for scenes. Just like this.
Same, man. Not same.
Mike's got a dad bod. But it's dope. Dad bods are in.
Yeah,
a lot of I've seen statistics.
Hey, it's a lot easier to have a dad bod. Me, I'm always worried about what I got to eat, and you know,
because you got a strict diet. I saw, because again, you have a heavy YouTube presence. I thought I saw a video of you like talking about a special like shake you drink before you do a scene, like a special.
Yeah, well, people always ask. You know, everybody wants to know about my diet, and it was basically I would just make a smoothie really before I go to work, because I'd eat breakfast and by the time, you know, it was time to fuck in the scene, you get hungry again. You don't want to be hungry while you're trying to fuck. So I just drink a protein shake.
No one likes a hangry fuck. No one likes a hangry.
By the way, Riley Reid, number one on Pornhub right now.
Shout out
Riley Reid.
She is number one because of this podcast. Yeah. I'm going to take all the credit.
3-2-1 Nice. Past Mia and Lena.
Well, she did her very first scene, not with me, was with Riley, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my first girl.
They had sex on a car out in the desert.
For Brazzers.
I feel like I saw that. I don't know why. I feel like I saw that.
Have you hooked up with Riley? Have you worked with Riley?
I've smashed Riley a few times.
She's great.
Yeah, Riley's awesome.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
What's great is she still plays teen roles.
Yeah.
She's been in the business 10 years.
she's awesome.
This is so fascinating to me.
It's a very interesting world.
Are you still trying to fuck in space? I got to ask
that. Was
that
a thing. That was a big thing. What was the
so that you were going for? All right, so you did a campaign with Indiegogo Pornhub. Yeah,
through Pornhub. It was a Pornhub campaign, yep. And it was kind of when they first started talking about, you know, being able to go to space, and it's gonna be, back then they said it was gonna be 2 years, but it's been 2 years now, and obviously we're not in space.
No, I know what you're talking about,
but for them it was really just a marketing campaign. I don't think they ever.
But didn't you raise $250,000?
I think their goal
to go
was,
have sex
their goal
in space.
Was to raise. I think it was their goal was $3 million. I'm not sure. I think they raised like $250,000. It's actually still up on Indiegogo.
That marketing team at Pornhub is literally incredible.
They're good.
Like incredible.
You know what? I still see so many pictures. So many people ask me when I'm going to fucking space still.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe
you'll do it.
Maybe
you'll
in like it. 5 or 10 years. They'll be like, hey, yo, you're.
Has anyone
that?
Cashed one out in space yet?
That's a great question.
I think you were going to be the.
Well, I've heard. Once this came out, like a bunch of smart people were like, you know, you can't get hard in space.
Lie. Lying liars.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know the science behind
if
it.
Lack of oxygen.
If anyone could do it, it's you.
Yeah. Someone said that and then a flame just burst in his eyes.
His head exploded. He made that face that he was making.
That was the face that was made.
They told Johnny Sins, you can't get hard in space.
But I always thought,
he gave this face. We'll see about that.
Yeah, watch.
Watch me get hard in space.
He's like,
somebody's got to Photoshop that face on the space uniform.
I wish the tip of my penis looked like this.
you know the space badges that go on NASA spacesuits? That's the badge.
Yeah.
That is the badge you win.
What's the craziest spot you have had sex?
Oh man.
I mean, I'm sure I've seen you fucking crazy places.
Weird places.
One of the craziest scenes I ever did was in a helicopter.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This was probably like 8 years ago now, but we're in this small helicopter. and side by side. But the crazy thing was you couldn't take your seatbelt off because of
safety
for FAA regulations. You can fuck in the helicopter. You can't take your seatbelt off.
FAA regulations. those pesky regulations.
The pilot was very serious about this, even though he was letting us fuck in the back of his helicopter.
Was that for a scene?
Yeah, that was for a Brazzer scene a while ago.
Brazzer.
We ended up, we got like three positions in, so it worked out pretty good. Got Spoon,
that.
Mish, Cowgirl.
Brazzers.
I want to watch that.
Speaking of watching, quick question. Who do you guys like? Do you guys watch together?
No. And I can't watch anything with anyone I know in it.
Yeah.
Why?
Even if I love them. I don't know.
It weirds you out.
It's just weird.
Once you get to know someone, it's like you don't want to see them fucking.
I think of a
okay, but
thing.
Yo, but that's so hypocritical. How you know her very well. and you see her have work with other dudes.
Yeah, but I don't think he watches. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think we both watch porn, but separately.
Yeah.
Do you, sure. Can you state that? Is that true?
For sure.
Well, she likes really hardcore porn.
like what kind?
Oh God. Like stuff you have to like close your computer immediately after you come, you know?
Like what?
Ashamed.
Cause you're ashamed.
Like, oh God, what have I done? You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
But not all the time. Sometimes, you know.
You take it easy.
Yeah.
You just eat an edible and just watch some chill porn.
Watch some softcore.
I'm really curious as to
some Showtime sex.
What do both of you think porn has done to society?
Oh, God.
Just fuck.
Like, that's as an open question. I'm curious.
I love this question. I love this question.
Well, I think, like, I never had the sex talk growing up, so... That's probably why I'm here today doing what I do. But I think so many people, kids, you know, they don't get an education in porn how they should, or not in porn and sex, how they should, you know, from their parents, from whoever. No one's teaching kids, you know, about sex or what to do, what not to do. And I don't know, porn is not the right place to learn about it.
Absolutely not. Right. Yeah. My dad told me growing up, he sat me down. And I have a very open family, very open. But I never really had the sex talk, which is weird. But he did give me the porn talk. And he said, he goes, Logan, do not watch porn ever.
Ooh,
it will ruin your life.
Why?
It will make you think girls will do things that in real life they actually won't. And then I moved to LA. And these girls do those things.
Everything.
They do everything.
And so, more.
Father, I love you. But you could not be more wrong. I'm not telling you guys to go watch porn. Just, please, if you do, put on the veil of like, there's a chance I won't find a girl who does these things.
Unless I go to LA.
Unless I go to Hollywood, Warwick, or One Oak.
So what would you guys have, what would you have wished? Or what would you, as a parent, being in the porn industry, how would you structure that conversation?
If we had a kid, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think... kids generally want to do the opposite of what their parents do.
Yeah,
so I think if we had a kid, he would be like a rocket scientist or something. Yeah, he'd want to be as far away as that as possible.
Yeah, probably.
Do you plan on having a child with that woman?
No, we don't want kids.
Why not?
We just don't have time for kids, you know?
I'm with
too
you.
Busy fucking.
We want to like fuck.
Yeah. I'm with you.
We want to fuck. We want to travel. Yeah. We want to cruise around. We got two dogs. We got two dogs. That's enough for you.
Y'all missed
the knuckle
touch.
See, on the East Coast, I'm from New York. We don't do the pound after.
Did you guys just fuck up a handshake?
Yeah, it was my fault.
Those are the best, by the way, huh?
It was my fault.
I purposely try to fuck hands. Like, hey, yo, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, was good.
Fuck.
Oh,
so you always do that because in porn nobody wants to shake your hand if you're on set or whatever.
Hey,
it's always the fist bump or the elbow. So it's awkward. Everybody's always like,
"What about kissing? Is there a stigma with kiss? Do you try avoid kissing?"
Oh yeah. No, I love that's. I need. We both need. Kissing.
Yeah, no, kissing turns me on a lot. Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, it's always weird if a girl won't kiss me while we're having
sex.
I
agree with that.
Yeah. Because it's like you're doing the most intimate thing you could possibly do. And to be like, oh, no, I don't kiss during sex.
That's so weird.
I need it. I can't. I couldn't like connect with someone without kissing.
Is it possible to cheat in your relationship?
Yes. If you lied about it.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little more?
Like we hook up like at conventions and stuff, we hook up with different people, but if we lie about it, then it's cheating.
Yeah. If you're like covering something up or, you know, going behind each other's back.
But yo, yeah, say,
but like if you like fuck someone and then later he's like, oh, you fucked this girl. Like I fucked this girl earlier. Then it's like, oh, cool. Ha ha.
That's it.
Yeah. But if it's like, if you would lie about it or like start a relationship with someone, I think that
so
would be
honesty and transparency.
I think that's the big thing is like, you know, starting, even if it's just like a text relationship or whatever with someone.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you just like tell each other.
So y'all are in like an open relationship.
Yeah, definitely open.
Most girls get pissed if you just look at them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing. It's like
a lot of years. We've been together for almost 6 years.
Yeah, wow. That's the great thing. We'll be walking down the street and like we both turn back to check the girl out.
Oh yeah, totally.
She's like, that's amazing.
Do y'all plan on getting married or no?
I don't know.
Because marriage is a societal construct, I feel.
I honestly,
like, y'all are not like a.
I don't believe in signing a contract with the government to tell someone to tell them you love someone. Somebody. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And then what if it gets weird or whatever?
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Like, what if it just changes something? You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then you're in a contract with the government, and that's why, you know, you have to freaking lawyers.
The government
and all
this. Ruined your life. Yeah. Like, you're like, I loved her until we got this marriage. Yeah. Now I can't stand it.
Plus, marriage.
She was always like,
thing.
If we get married, that's when you start hating me, because that's what always happens. Yeah. You know, like, get married.
Do y'all have an abnormal sex drive? If, true or false?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I think so.
I when I first moved to LA, I was doing a video or a scene or something. I think it was for part of a movie, and we shot at a porn star's house, a married couple, just like you guys, but they had a kid, and they were there, and they both were.
Was it a
He's
star?
One of the biggest male porn stars.
Huh. Are they American?
Kind of like,
or?
He's kind of like a foreign looking dude.
It's
like
probably Manuel.
Yes. Yes. I was at his house and I was so curious to see how what the dynamic was off camera. Are they still horny? Are they still like all up in each other's shit? And like, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt and walk in and be like, nah, this is like, you know, like average, like normal people. Nah, bro. In front of the cast and crew of like a movie. They were going at it.
Oh, that had to have been Mick, I bet. Mick and Annika.
Oh, I don't know.
They were going at it. I've never seen two hornier people in my life. I was like, wow, it's the same off camera. But you guys say that you have sex differently off camera.
Well, the sex is definitely different.
Yeah.
Is it slower? Like, is it more pat? Like,
well,
how
I
is it?
I don't perform, you know, like in a scene, I'm not performing. I'm just fuck and really try to like enjoy it. And it's not really a performance, you know?
In scenes too, it's like you're purposefully opening up for the camera so people can see it. You know, there's all these things going through your head as you're fucking in a scene, you know, because it's your job. It's what you have to do.
Got you.
But at home, you know, you don't think about any of that.
You're not looking for a camera.
Yeah. I don't have to like hold one leg up so you can see it.
What do you do to get away from porn, if you ever feel like you just have seen too many dicks.
You've seen too many dicks.
Like you go to a baseball game, see a bat, you're like, ah! Like, how do you get away?
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, just vacation.
Great place.
Not as many dicks there.
Not as many. Yeah. Well, there's just as many.
But pretty much, you leave LA and you're out of, you know, porn valley,
Kissa, do you hook up with like Uber drivers and like Home Depot guys and shit?
Riley
does. She told us because she likes to do she likes to surprise people. Like she's like, he comes over to fix my door and I'm like, I just suck him off.
That's hot. I was just curious. I would be too intimidated to do that.
Yeah, she's out there. She's out here, like literally.
She's hot.
I tweeted at the fans, asked them to submit some voice memo questions. this is fun. I have some good ones.
All right.
And I want to play again. Thank you guys for submitting. Look out for my tweets. I love this segment because we not only is it like questions from you, but we get to hear your voice, and that's cool. This is from Brooke Pickle.
It really?
Yep. But it's spelled ELL. Interesting.
Pickle.
Oh yeah.
No, that's Pickle.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to start off by saying that I love the podcast and I love the diverse selection of guests that you guys have had on so far. Now, question for you, Johnny. Is there anything that you do in films that you would never do with a partner?
Oh,
great job, bro.
Probably not. I consider myself a pretty vanilla performer. I don't do anal. Yeah. You know, I just...
You don't?
You don't do anal scenes?
No.
Why not?
I just don't,
not
I just
your
don't
brand,
like it.
Not your brand.
Yeah.
Not your brand.
I love pussy, you know? I want to be in vagina. I
don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Pussy is like the accepting. It wants you in there. I feel like anal is always like,
get out.
Yeah,
get
trying
the fuck
to get
out.
You out. And I don't, I just, you know, I used to do it, but it was just always, it was work when I was doing it. And, you know, if I'm doing pussy scenes, it's not work.
Next question.
What do you got?
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, Expert Vlogs. And Johnny, I'm just wondering, how do you feel about your career? Are you loving it, or is there some little, like, gaps in between? And Logan, keep up the good work. I love you. Logan Paul comes to the shop. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Oh, so nice.
So nice. So nice.
I love this job still. It's still what I want to be doing. You know, I definitely don't want to go to back to a 9-to-5 or anything like that.
Does your dick have a lifespan?
I mean, it certainly does. You know, I'll be 40 years old at the end of this month.
You're not going to be able to get hard in about 15, dude.
Well, I mean, you could always get hard no matter how old you
are. Somehow, yeah.
Yeah. There's ways to do everything.
You can't overuse your dick, impossible.
Well, sure, you can overuse it, but you could still get it hard.
but you are starting to diversify, though.
Yeah, yeah,
you
got that's
YouTube
why.
Channel. Yeah, you got Turkish snacks. Tons of Turkish
snacks. We thought that was
snacks,
interesting.
Dude,
I don't know why.
The number one video in Turkey for a short period. I'm doing this research and I go, what the fuck is this, dude? He's trying all these goddamn Turkish snacks.
For some reason, Turkey and India, like super
they
popular
love you.
Over
they fuck
there.
Johnny
so,
Sins.
So anytime I do anything with Turkish stuff or Indian stuff, you know, it's 2 million, 3 million, 4 million views.
Yo, that's wow. Really interesting. I wonder why.
I pretty much always just want to do those videos.
Have you gone to Turkey?
No, never been.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, dude, I feel like if you did, it'd be insane.
It would be crazy, yeah.
Next question.
Has a fan ever asked you to show your massive, and I mean fucking massive car in public or private somewhere, just ask to see your dick?
You had to clarify that.
Is that true?
No, I don't think anybody's ever asked me to see my dick.
Really?
I feel like, people are always
see
like,
your dick?
Do you want to?
People are always like, send me a picture of your dick. I'm like, just fucking look on the internet. It's everywhere. I'm not going to send you a picture.
How far do we want to take this shit?
Spencer, are you?
Someone advise me right now.
Are you always ready? Would be my question. Are you always ready? Lights are red, it's off. You don't have to do it, but are you always ready to pull out the python?
Pretty much, yeah.
Johnny Sins.
That's crazy. Shut it down. No. Shut it the fuck down right now. No dicks on this show. Responsible Mike is here.
We already had a dick on the show.
Steve-O did pull out his dick, turned it into a mangina.
Did he really?
Yeah, he talked it.
Logan's contemplating.
I'll have one life.
I'll let Steve-O be the one with the dick on
it.
Logan's about to deliver a speech. That could go in Braveheart.
4 score and 7 years
dicks ago.
I'm not going to ask you to see your dick. Though I really, in the straightest way possible,
would like to see it.
All right, next question. This one's from Brooke Pickle again. She's great.
How do the male members of the crew avoid getting a boner throughout filming?
Yeah.
Do you ever see that?
You answer that one.
I don't know. I think they have boners.
They do.
Well, I think
you're
whatever.
Lying.
You can always tell when a crew member's new because he's staring at you like this, you know? Like they can't believe what's happening in front of them. But after like a month, those dudes are like, they're on their phone.
Yeah,
he's holding the boom pole and on his phone.
Oh,
they don't give a shit.
Because from what I understand, they also do other work. Like some of these dudes are shooting Disney movies, like straight up.
Yeah.
You ever fucked a crew member before? Either of you guys?
No.
No.
Nah. I feel like when you guys walk on set, they're just like, yo, royalties here. Like straight up. Like straight up.
Is it true that women are more attracted to bald men?
I like bald guys.
What about not purposely balding men? Out of curiosity.
Asking for a friend. Or my friend is asking for himself.
For himself.
Hey, Johnny, how much are you getting paid for scenes?
I never say exactly how much I make, but I make as much as the girls do.
Really?
It's good.
Riley said, I think she said the most was 12,000.
For a shoot, one day shooting.
But imagine you're like a hot commodity because, like I said, you do have this like social presence. You've like expanded beyond just being a guy who fucks in porn.
Yeah, they don't really care about that in porn though.
They don't?
No, the extra reach.
It's not like I can't be like, hey, check out my YouTube channel. I'm going to charge an extra $200. They'll be like, nah, fuck you.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you promote your videos on Pornhub from your channels?
Well, like, this is actually, I started doing the Pornhub to, or the YouTube, basically to promote our porn and our merch. We had a couple videos that got deleted and it kind of started blowing up a little bit. And then I was like, I kind of changed directions and started doing less porn stuff on the YouTube channel.
So you changed erections, not directions. More Turkish snacks.
Hey, what are your thoughts on Mia Khalifa?
I've never met Mia Khalifa. We're always grouped in together because of the Indian thing, I guess. But I've never met her. I don't know. She seems like a cool chick.
What about you? Do you like watching Mia Khalifa?
I have no idea. I like her boobs.
You're about to have those big old jokes.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
She's only done like 5 porn videos.
That's it.
And she's like known as this big porn
star. Crazy.
Well, that's why I think she's become like a thing. Because she got in, she blew up, she got out. Yeah, she's out.
Is she a thing?
She's number 2 on, but like, what are the ratings really?
But dude,
mean,
there's girls like, on Pornhub that don't even have any videos that are in the top 10.
Fact. Or Kim is always in the top 10. She's got one or two. I don't know.
Going back to the YouTube digital space, are you following people on YouTube? Are you watching people? Like, do you have a favorite creator? Because you've done like PewDiePie T-Series videos. You've done mukbang videos. Like, you know the trends, Johnny. You're a YouTuber.
You're a YouTuber, man.
Yeah, well, we actually, like, I never really knew about the YouTube community, you know, up until we started watching, Casey Neistat,
yeah,
I think was the first creator we started watching and started watching his vlogs a lot. And that's what kind of, we started doing our first YouTube videos when we lived in Hawaii, just because it was so fucking beautiful there. You just want to film everything.
Yeah.
So we started doing it there, but. Yeah, we definitely watch PewDiePie, of course.
I love PewDiePie,
you know,
H3.
You do watch PewDiePie?
Yeah.
I like PewDiePie too.
I wonder if he's gonna wear
Do you think he's gonna wear your merch?
I don't know.
He kinda like avoided it.
He should do it.
Did the results come in on that, by the way?
It was yeah. It's like it's gonna be like a 60K donation, which is sick.
That's PewDiePie. Awesome. 60K from
really
you or just 60K?
Wear the hoodie
from me.
Wear the hoodie. Okay.
This will be out. We'll know. So this conversation is pointless. By the time this one comes out, we'll know. So hopefully PewDiePie wears the hoodie.
Why did you give
did
him like a
deadline?
Did the
video make a difference though?
Did you give him a deadline?
I mean, he just like, yo.
It's kind of like a respect thing.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
He did DM me. He goes, yo, that was dope. Send it to me. So like, hopefully.
Oh, he did. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
He'll wrap it, bro.
He's a cool guy. Dude.
How often are you getting recognized?
It really depends where I'm at. Around here, not too much.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Vegas?
Vegas, no. Where we really get recognized is when we go on vacation in Mexico or South America. Really? We were in Costa Rica and paparazzi was taking pictures of us at the airport.
Yeah,
we were like, what
intense.
The fuck?
Really?
It's really weird.
You got an international presence, dude.
Yeah.
I guess
four people love your dick. Everyone loves
I'm
your dick.
I'm always just known as the bald dude from Brazzers everywhere.
Turkey really loves your dick. Turkey loves
your
dick.
No. They love your snacks.
They can't even watch porn in Turkey or India.
So is there a connection between the snacks and Johnny Sin's dick at all? Or is it just that they're like, yo, this dude knows his snacks. He knows his fucking snacks so well. We love him. Put him in a grocery store, set him up in front of one of the aisles and let him like hawk
snacks.
It's
the weirdest thing too, because I don't fucking eat snacks, you know,
that's
outside
so
of a video.
It's just such a weird world we live in. How the fuck does this shit happen?
I just want to start doing snack videos every week. Yeah, the mukbang, she loves the mukbangs. She started watching all
because you love food.
I do love food.
I saw the mukbang video and you started like food.
Well, some things are fascinating. Like, who the fuck is watching this? You know, it's fascinating.
I also second that question. What's the point of mukbangs? What is a mukbang?
So good.
What is it? You just eat?
I guess it's like, it's more of a challenge, I guess. Because you always do like the super hot spicy one.
That is a challenge. I will always win.
You ever see the girl in Asia that just smashes her face into bread for the camera? She gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars by men to just, he's going to pull it up right now. Well, he pulls that up. Speaking of crossovers, YouTube to adult or adult to YouTube. Should me and Logan go to the AVN Awards? We got invited multiple times.
Why not?
Is it a good time?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. It's basically a giant party.
Will we be safe there? Like, will we get fucked?
Do you want to get fucked? If you want to get laid, you can I'm get just, laid.
This is what I want to happen at the AVN Awards.
A standalone, and venture to say that the creepiest part of those videos is just
would you ever consider doing a video like this?
That she's paying to the bread. Like, it doesn't really bother me that she's
smashing
like
your face into biscuits,
shoving it in her face. That's it's weird, and it's whatever she wants to do.
She gets paid thousands of dollars
to nuzzle biscuits.
I don't know, are the Turkish people into this?
I don't know.
Maybe that's your next video.
If you're from Turkey, tell us if you like that. Does anyone else have any questions? I'm spent.
Dude.
I'm spent. I'm mentally fulfilled.
I blew my load a while back, dude. I'm good.
Yo, I love you guys. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks
for
having us on.
Of course, you have merch. Where can they get it?
Yep.
Shop Sin's Life.
He doesn't even know. Perfect.
ShopSinsLife.com nice. for our merch.
Yeah.
And
SinsTV.com for YouTube, SinsLife.com for porn.
And if you are not subscribed to Impulsive, make sure to do so. The number one podcast in the world. We are going to do an audio-only question and answer right now. iTunes, Spotify, again, wherever you listen to podcasts. I love you guys. Another great episode, and I will see you next time. Take it easy, friend. Boo. Keep those headphones on.
Don't you move.
Audio only. Don't you fucking
Don't
move.
You move, Johnny Sins.
Do you have a celebrity crush, Johnny Sins?
No.
I didn't.
No, just saying that?
No, people always ask me that.
I didn't get that vibe. Do you, Kissa?
No, not really.
Well, you love The Rock.
Yeah, but not really anymore.
Why?
But not in a bad way. I'm
he won't
like
take his shirt
it.
Off in movies anymore, so she hates
You're
him.
Lying. Yeah. Wait. No, wait, he won't? You know that? Or he just hasn't been doing it?
He was in a whole Baywatch movie and never took his shirt off.
What? Wait, no, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. By the way, I was in that movie.
You were?
Yeah, well, sort of. They cut my scene.
I was going to say, I didn't see it. What?
Did you see the deleted scenes?
I did see that.
It might be a good thing. That movie was pretty bad.
Phenomenal thing. Like, thank God they cut my scenes. I watched the movie. I was like, whoa.
Has the Rock done a good movie recently in your eyes?
I like that Baller show he does.
Baller's is great.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it.
It's great.
I haven't seen a Rock movie, though.
Do you look up to The Rock, Johnny? Do you have any like fitness idols?
I mean, The Rock's cool. I used to work out in the Equinox with The Rock. I didn't work out with The Rock, but he was working out at the same time.
We're both in the building.
We were
that
like,
that counts, Johnny.
Tried it together.
Johnny, that counts.
Okay, so you hitting the gym?
I can't really. Like, I work so much that I can't do both at the same time.
How does Johnny do it?
Well, I don't know, because we're different types of performers, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, she goes hard.
What
yeah.
type of performer are you?
So you know how he said he's like a vanilla performer, you know?
You're not.
I am not.
You're a chocolate fucking performer.
I am crazy.
You're a rainbow shirt.
I exert like all of my energy in a scene. Like I cannot do anything before, and there's no way I can do anything after.
Yeah, she's basically dead. She just comes home.
I'm dead after. You I can't go, drive after.
You
I have
go
to,
hard.
I have to lift You're, home.
You have to hire a driver?
Get in the bath right after. Yeah.
But you're still so stoned right now.
What's your favorite? What do you eat fast food, Kissa?
Not really, but In-N-Out would be my favorite.
Over Shake Shack?
Yeah.
You guys going to live in Vegas for the rest of your life?
No.
Any plans on moving? Where you want to go?
Connecticut.
We lived in Hawaii for a couple years, and it was just
so
like
Connecticut.
Hawaii was dope, but it was just too. We were coming back to the mainland too much.
Yeah,
it was too much travel. So I'm pretty sure we'll end up back in Hawaii at some point.
Is there an age where you guys would say, "All right, we're done doing porn. Where you're retiring?"
I've always said, at least before, I was gonna quit by the time I was 40, and I'm about there. So we'll see. I'm going to keep working for a couple more months, and who knows what will happen.
What's your exit strategy?
Well, I mean, kind of, you know, YouTube is a good exit strategy to transition over. It's not going to make up for all of the porn money, at least right now, but hopefully, you know, in the future, it can take a big chunk of that porn money and make up for it.
Are you saving?
Yeah, yeah, we both save.
That's good.
What's the title of Johnny Sin's last porno? Johnny Sin's last ride. What? Johnny Sin blows one more.
It's kind of it's a joke in the industry that when everybody says they retire, they put out like letters that they retired. They always come back. Everybody comes back.
Yeah. Really?
So I'll never say I quit or I retired, because who knows?
We're gonna open your coffin and you're gonna have a chick riding and a cameraman in there.
are you an actor?
I guess I would say now I am. When I first started porn, I was so robotic with acting, you know, like, hello, how are you? But then, you know, with scenes,
nobody
especially
delivers
with
pizza like that.
Scenes, especially with Brazzers, it's like they're cheesy. The scripts are super cheesy. So if you're not cheesy with it, you look stupid, really. Like if you're saying these stupid ass lines and
you give me a line to say? I just want to see if I can pull it off. Like, what's a cheesy line that like maybe I could make it not look like without being like funny about it and like genuinely pull it off? Like, hey, baby, your sausage pizza has arrived. You have to say it like that though? Or if you're like,
well, what they always make you do is a lot of the times, for some reason, you have to turn down the girl. Like, you know, she comes on to you. No. You're like, no. I would never do that.
You're my sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck?
No, you're my friend's mom. No, I would never do that. And they always tell you, you have to do that 3 times before you could go for it.
Really?
Because, well, you can tell the guys that are in the business that are into pussy and guys that aren't, because the guys that aren't are like, no, please no. They'll do it like 10 times and the director's like, dude,
what do you mean by that? What do you mean the guys in the industry that aren't? Oh god, are there gay actors in the business right now that are having sex with women as straight actors?
I don't know about fully gay, but there are definitely dudes in the business
leaning
that, yeah. But for me, it's always hard because I don't want to.
It's always hard.
You know, it's not trying to turn. I always do it.
Johnny sins is always hard.
I'll do it once. She says, I'll be like, no. And then it's like, okay. But they're always like, no, you have to do it 3 times.
You're like, do I have to say it even the 1 time? Because I literally am going to fuck my stepsister right now. I don't even want to say no about it.
Okay. Audio Q&A only. Thank you guys for listening again. Thank you, Johnny and Kissa, for coming on.
Thank you.
The Impulsive Podcast. First time we've ever had 5 people. I think it went goddamn incredible.
Amazing.
We will see you guys next time. Like it, subscribe, take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.